Welcome to Unlearning, a podcast by me, Megan Rumpel. This show is for you if you're ready to show up as the person you want to be instead of the person you think you are. I believe that in order to really live an authentic life that feels meaningful and can have a positive ripple effect on those around us, we need to go through a process of unlearning. And that's what this podcast is all about. I will be sharing wisdom, insights, and personal stories that will help you challenge your current way of thinking, being, and doing to help you level up in your own life and unlearn thoughts and beliefs that aren't serving you. Ready to begin the process of unlearning? Let's get started. All right, it's official day 5 recording of my Mindset Makeover Challenge is up. So now you have access to the entire 5-day series that I did back in February for a private community. This series, I mean, it can absolutely change your life if you go through these 5 different episodes and really take action. So many women have had so many takeaways from them, and it just lights me up. But these are really the things that have changed my life and helped me to go from who I was into the version of who I wanted to become. So it's very transformative. I would love to hear your takeaways and aha moments. And as well, if you're interested in getting yourself a Growth Day membership, which you're crazy if you don't get access to this amazing app. The personal development that goes on inside of this app and the tools and the resources are like unbelievable. You'll get inside and realize like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I even debated getting this or not. $1 a day. That's literally what it costs. You can start out with a 30-day membership and see how you like it. You don't have much to lose. So if you do get yourself a membership by clicking the link in the show notes, please reach out to me and let me know, because I love being able to support you on not only just your fitness and health journey, but also your personal development journey. All right, ladies, enjoy. We have done 5 days of mindset work. I hope a few things. I hope that you've noticed how much different you can feel just by doing some mindset work, but also I hope that you have realized how simple mindset work is, and that using the excuse of, oh, I don't have time, is complete BS, because we can do these mindset practices and personal development as we're doing other things. So listening to audios while we're driving, doing laundry, cleaning, having a bath, doing the dishes, meal prepping. Like, I absorb as much personal development throughout my day as possible. Like, I always have my headphone thingies in, and I am always listening to something. It has helped me become the person that I am today by listening to everything on repeat. So I really hope that you've started to see, like, oh, okay, this is accessible. This is available. I don't have to even really necessarily carve out extra time to do this. And it can dramatically affect how I go through my day. And it's simple. It is simple. Remember, if you start to feel overwhelmed by everything that we've talked about, come back to the idea of everything is already inside of us. The answers are inside of us. Everything we need and everything we want is already inside of us. We just have to get quiet. We just have to get still, and we have to have awareness. And then we can literally create anything that we want to create in our life. It's pretty powerful. Am I right? Gosh, text messages popping in. Okay, so we are going to be talking about probably one of my favorite things to talk about, which is goal setting and visualization. I'm so excited for today's topic. Very quickly before we dive into that, I'm going to remind you all about the 21-day Next Level You Challenge, which is kicking off. A prep week will be starting this coming Monday inside of my wellness community, and then we will start day one on, I think it's March 4th is the first Monday of the month, and we are going to be doing a deep dive into everything that we've kind of gone over these past 5 days. We're going to be really creating the habits, because the thing is, we can hear all of this, we can do the exercises, we can listen to the audios, but then what? What happens after this week, after this group closes out, and you easily can forget about how good you felt and the aha moments and the idea that we get to create our reality just by our thoughts. You'll easily forget that if you don't keep practicing and keep on top of it. This has to become part of us. Otherwise, it's like what I talked about at the beginning of the week, spiritual entertainment. It's just spiritual entertainment. If we don't actually ingrain this into us and become personal development, if we just listen to personal development, it's not enough. That's spiritual entertainment. We want to have this become a part of our well-being. This challenge is going to be incredible. The resources that you will receive, because you're going to need a Growth Day membership, which you need to get through me. It is a game changer. Growth Day is like the best app that is out there. It is rated the number one self-improvement app, so that has a lot of say right there. But it's the guest experts that are in there. Mel Robbins, Ed Milet, Byron Katie, Lisa Bilyeu. I'm just trying to think of some other ones offhand, but anyone in the personal development field who is somebody is in this app, and you get access to them every single day. The Daily Fire is how I start my day, non-negotiable, and it changes me. Every single day when I listen to it, it changes me. The journaling in there, if you want to make journaling a habit, this is how you'll do it, by having access to Growth Day and the journaling prompts. The life scores, like I've mentioned so many times, is my absolute favorite. And I don't know where I'd be without these life scores. It's had a dramatic impact in me becoming more intentional and aware every day, every week, and every month, because I'm consistent with doing those life scores, plus watching the videos then that are recommended to help me improve certain areas of my life that I need improvement. Personalized personal development. Deadline to enroll for this is Sunday at noon, so you need to comment below, reach out to me. I will send you the link to get enrolled, and then you will go into a draw for our grand prize, and you don't want to miss this. It's the best improvement. It's like, well, if you're Canadian, it's like $36 and it's $29. Like, it's not a huge investment, and it's for your personal growth. So it absolutely, I believe our well-being, our personal growth, our health and wellness should always be a huge, huge priority for us. So let's make it. Let's make personal development a way of life and self-improvement habits a way of life, and make them non-negotiable for ourselves. All right, let's dive into visualization and goal setting. This is visualization, and for those of you who just aren't quite sure what I mean by visualization, it's literally envisioning the future you want, envisioning certain things. So literally, like make believing. I've always done this. I remember doing it as a child. I've always had the ability to envision things before they happen, and envision what I want to have happen. And it's always felt very, very good. Like, it's like daydreaming. Basically, that's what visualization is. I do it every day. I do it multiple times throughout the day. It's how I fall asleep at night, is I envision, you know, my day that I want to have tomorrow, or envision things working out the way that I intend them to work out. And it can be very, very, very effective, because as we know, our thoughts create our reality. So if we can create these like movies inside of our head and have a play-by-play of how we want things to work out in our life, the odds of them happening are quite high. I will share some of the things that I have sort of visualized and made happen before they ever happened. I used to drive a minivan. We thought it was black when we bought it. We bought it used. We thought it was black. Apparently it was Blackberry, so it had like a little bluish purple tinge to it, whatever. I was so excited to have this minivan. I was pregnant with my fourth baby, so I had outgrown the vehicle that I had, and I was just like so pumped to be this minivan driving mama. Like, no one was probably as excited as I was. And I didn't care that it was Blackberry. I didn't care that it had, the only feature in it was power windows. It didn't have a CD player. It didn't have like anything fancy. It was like the basic model. Didn't even have bucket seats in the back. Like, it was as basic as you could get as a minivan, but I was pumped. Anyways, as the years went on, I started to, you know, not love my minivan mom life as much. I was really having this desire to have like a really nice vehicle, a luxury SUV and leather seats and a sunroof. And I would like envision it. So I would always, like, I just knew one day I would get this beautiful SUV. I knew it was going to be white. I knew it was going to be leather interior. I could see it. And I would have this vision of my hands on a steering wheel, a leather steering wheel, and my nails were done, which I had never paid for to have my nails done before, but my nails were like done and like had shellac on them and were really pretty. And I could see like my wedding band like glistening in the sun, and I literally would visualize my hands on the steering wheel. And I could tell that it was like the white hood of the vehicle. So I knew I was in a white SUV. And I would just lean into that feeling of driving this beautiful SUV and the kids in the back. And it was just like, I channeled that person. I became that person who was driving this beautiful SUV. And then, of course, eventually it happened, right? Our thoughts become things. And I got the white SUV, and I remember, you know, a couple days after getting it, just driving and having my hands on the steering wheel, and I had my nails done, and the sun was reflecting off of my engagement ring and my wedding band, and I was like, wow, I've seen this before. Like, I've seen this whole image before in my mind. And that was the first sort of like glimpse into, wait a second, like our thoughts really are powerful, and we can create what we want to create in life. So that was really cool. And then I started to just sort of play around with envisioning things. And I visualized my, like our house that we live in, we bought it 8 years ago, and we knew we wanted to do some major renos on it, but we had to pay full price, like full asking price for the house. So there was no room to do renos then. Fast forward several years later, we decide to just like bite the bullet, do massive renos, tear down walls, do the whole kitchen, everything. And I had envisioned my dream kitchen before we had even made the decision to do renos. I saw it in my head. I would close my eyes and I would daydream about my perfect kitchen, all the details, the things, like I knew exactly what it looked like. I would have this vision of myself at the island, a big, big white island. And there I was chopping vegetables like on a wooden cutting board. And I would visualize my kids coming in the door from school, dropping their book bags, and even some friends coming in behind them, and they all drop their book bags and climb up onto the counter and sit at the stools. And, you know, I pass them a snack and we chit chat. And I've envisioned this whole scene playing out before I even had my kitchen ever, before we even thought we could do it. I played that in my head. Another vision that I also had in my kitchen was I would like channel this like feeling of like proudness and like, oh my gosh, like I'm living the life that I want to be living. I have all the things I wanted to have. Like it happened. My hard work paid off. You know, it's all working out for me. And I would just, like, it sounds so weird admitting all of this to you guys, but just bear with me. I would visualize myself holding a cup of coffee, staring at a mirror in our kitchen, a big circle mirror. We didn't have any of these things. Remember, this is like my old, dark, nasty kitchen. Staring at myself in a circle mirror, holding a cup of coffee and just looking at myself in the mirror. And then my husband would come up behind me and like put his arms around me. And he was like, we did it. We did it. Like we were here. We made it happen. And I would have that vision over and over and over again. And like, I could feel how that future me was feeling. Like I could feel it. And then of course we did our kitchen renos. And when it was done, I wasn't even surprised at how awesome it turned out. I wasn't even surprised by how it all looked, because I was saying to myself, I already saw all this. I already saw all this. I knew it was gonna work out. I knew it was gonna look the way it does because I already envisioned it. I could see my future me already in this kitchen. She's already been here. She's already done these things. And I'm just like following the breadcrumbs. So it wasn't even this like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I can't believe I have this. It was just like, yeah, of course I do. I saw it already happen. And then of course I was at my sister's one day as renos were happening. And I was telling her that I just was looking for some things that, you know, we have like no decor or anything for when we finish the kitchen renos. And she was like, oh, come downstairs, my storage room. We just have a bunch of stuff down there. And I walk in and what do you know, there's a big circle mirror. And she's like, oh, you can have that. And I was like, perfect. Put that circle mirror on the wall. And then I would have moments throughout the day once our kitchen was done where I would stand with coffee in front of that mirror and just thinking like, wow, this is great. Like everything's so great. The thing that was missing though, my husband was not there putting his arms around me saying, we did this. I'm so proud of us, because our marriage was not where it needed to be. He was, you know, having issues with alcohol and drinking way too much and addiction, and our marriage wasn't in a great place. And then if you know my story, if you've listened to my podcast, of course, fast forward, he makes the decision to get sober and completely gives up alcohol and everything changes. And then that is when the moment came where we were, you know, united as one. And it was like, oh, now it's really playing out. Now we are both so proud of each other for the work we've done and for the life that we're creating. That's a long-winded story, but I hope that in my story, you start to see the power of envisioning things. And maybe you have had similar situations in your life that you can now look back and be like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like I actually envisioned this before it happened. And if that's not you, then I want you to realize, well, start now then. Start envisioning the life that you want to be living. So how are you going to do that? Well, I want you to get out your journal. If you've got Growth Day, go into your Growth Day app. And I want you to journal. I want you to put as like your journal prompt, who do I want to become? Who do I want to become? And I want you to start like listing out the characteristics of your ideal self. Okay. I want you to say like, so I'll just use myself for an example of some things that I, when I would do these exercises several years ago, I had this vision of who I wanted to be, but I wasn't her. I wasn't her at all, but I wanted to be her. So I would write things like, I am somebody who starts their day with yoga. I am a person who prioritizes feeling good. I am someone who consumes more healthy foods than not healthy foods. I am someone who can remain calm amongst the storm. I am someone who has deep connection with her children. I am someone who values my husband and we celebrate each other and have like, you know, a deep connection with one another. I am a person who people can go to feel better about themselves. I am someone people look up to and admire. I am someone that can give value to this world. I am a person who has a clean, tidy home. I am someone who loves to cook healthy food. I'm somebody who makes their food from scratch. I'm someone who grows as much of their own food as possible. Like I got really clear on the type of person who I wanted to become. And I still do this today because I'm nowhere near the version of myself who I want to be. I have so much work to do. The work will never end, but I get clear almost on a daily basis of who is it that I want to become? What are the things that I want to have? What is important to me? Another thing that I completely visualized and manifested was our cottage that we just purchased this past fall. 2 years ago, we saw this cottage. It was not for sale. We approached the owners. They said they weren't interested in selling. For 2 years, I wrote in my gratitude journal, and like I've had like this manifesting journal, and I wrote in it, we own the A-frame cottage on the French River. We own the A-frame cottage on the French River. We were not anywhere near close to owning it. For one, financially, we couldn't. Two, it was not for sale. Three, they were not selling. They had no intention of selling it. But I envisioned us there. I saw my kids running around. I saw us inside of it. I saw us starting the wood stove and making it all cozy and warm in the fall. All of these things. Long story short, this past fall, I received an email from the people who we had emailed 2 years prior to ask them if they were interested in selling. And they said, are you still interested? We're thinking of maybe letting the cottage go out of our family. I don't know. Is it just a coincidence, or was my thought so powerful that I knew the end result was going to be, we're going to manifest this cottage? You guys, our thoughts are so powerful. So what is it that you're thinking of? What's the future that you're manifesting right now? Is it a future that you actually want to be living, or is it a future that you fear you're going to live? Get your thoughts right. Get your visualization right. Another exercise that is really, really effective, and this is kind of like a manifesting type of exercise and thinking. So first of all, what I'm going to have you do is think of, like, you know, manifesting. We haven't talked a whole lot about manifesting, but it's really visualizing and intending to get something specific, like whatever, like a cottage, for instance, like manifesting a cottage, or manifesting I don't know, we'll just use the cottage because that seems to be simple, or like a job offer or something. Think of it as simple as when you place an order on Amazon. Okay, you go to Amazon and you look up the thing that you want and you order it, you pay for it, and you submit your order, and you just believe that it's coming, right? You maybe don't know when it's gonna come. Like, they might, unless you've got Amazon Prime, they might give you like a time frame of when it's coming, but you really don't know. There could be delays. It might come sooner. It might come in that time frame. You just know that you placed your order and you believe that it's coming, right? You don't necessarily know how it's going to come. Is it going to go to like the post office? Is it going to go to your front door? Is it going to be delivered? Is it going to go to a UPS station sometimes? Like, you don't actually know. Is it going to come in a bag? Is it going to come in a box? Like, not really sure. Is it going to come assembled or not assembled? My cat's here. You just know that it's coming. You didn't put that order into Amazon and submit it and then go, oh, but what if it doesn't come? Oh my gosh, but what if it's not right? Oh no, what if my thoughts aren't in alignment and it doesn't come? What if I've screwed this up? What if I did it wrong? Oh no, now I'm worried it's not gonna happen, and I need it to happen. It has to happen. It has to happen today. And if this doesn't happen, then my life is over. And you put so much pressure on that package coming from Amazon that you ordered. Manifesting is very much the same as placing an Amazon order. You get clear on what it is you want. You put that idea out there to the universe or to God or to a higher power, a future you. You put that out there. This is what I intend. This is what I desire. This is what I want. And then you let it go. You believe that it is coming. You don't know when. You don't necessarily know the exact color that it's gonna be. Like, it might look a little different than what you actually ordered. It might take longer. It might come sooner. It might come in a different package. It might be delivered somewhere else, but you know it's coming. You trust that it's coming. And that's what I need you to do with manifestation and visualization, is just putting it out there, believing that it is coming to you, not stressing about it, not getting all negative about it. Just know that it is coming and it will get to you when the timing is right. And it is very powerful when you can disconnect yourself from like the when it's happening and how it's happening and, oh no, what about this? Because that tends to ruin the process, right? Because then our thoughts get mucky and our thoughts then aren't in alignment with the thing we want. We kind of like screw up those pathways. So just allow it to unfold as it's supposed to unfold. And obviously keep, you know, take the actions necessary, the actions that are in alignment with the thing you desire, with the person you want to become. And I promise you, you're going to start to see your life pan out the way you want it to. We get to create our life. We get to design our life. There will be some people who will never understand that concept, and life will keep happening to them. life will keep happening to them and they will be in reaction mode their entire life. They'll be in victim mode and woe is me. And, you know, they'll just always be complaining and things will never work out for them. And then there will be another group of people, the people who are in this group, that will create their own reality, that will start to live a life, you know, better than their wildest dreams. And they will get all the things that they want to have happen to them because they intend it, they visualize it, they manifest it, they are intentional, and they are really aware of their thoughts and their programming and how that is how we get the things that we want in life. It's powerful. And it sounds, it's to some people that's going to be like, oh yeah, sure, right, I bet. Well, I don't want to be that person, because that person, I can guarantee you, is not going to be living out their dreams and living out their visualizations. So I'll do it the other way. Do it as an experiment. Live your life as an experiment. Like, let's see how good this can get. Let's see what else I can envision. Let's see what else I can manifest. Let's see what else I can, like, intend to have happen, and watch it unfold. And always know that your life is unfolding as it should. And so sometimes that Amazon package might not quite look the way it is, but you always have to believe that life is happening for us, not to us. And so sometimes when things look like they're not working out, they are in fact working out. I hope this is helpful, you guys. Turns out I didn't really talk about goal setting. I talked most about visualization, but yeah, if you have any specific, I can go into goal setting, but I feel like I'm going to just kind of go in a whole different direction. So I'm just going to leave it at that and leave you with visualization. And what we'll do here quick is, if you're able to, you can just close your eyes and you can just take some big deep breaths. And I want you to just try to relax your body, relax your spine, relax your shoulders, and just, you know, wiggle your fingers, get some like energy moving through your body and just settle in. And I want you to think about something that it is you desire. It could be something small. It could be something big, like a cottage, or maybe, sorry, my mom has like a GPS on her phone and it just called me, but I know she's fine. She's in the other room. So think about what it is that you want, and I want you to picture it, and I want you to sort of like put that vision, whatever it is, I want you to put it into like a balloon. So stick it inside of a like helium balloon. So now it's in a balloon and you're maybe holding onto the string, and the thing you want is inside of that balloon. Okay. And I want you to see it and I want you to feel it. What does it feel like to have that thing? What is it? How is it improving your life? Like, are you excited about it? Like, really channel those feelings that you get when you think about achieving that thing or having that thing or living out that certain thing. And I want you to just hold the string of the balloon. And then I want you to put your order in. Okay, this is the thing you want. And you know you're gonna get it. And you're so excited for it to actually happen for you. And I want you to just let go of the string, okay? And now just visualize that balloon just going up into the sky with your visualization, the thing that you want, the life you want to be living, and it's just going up there into the universe, okay? Your order has now been sent up there. And just trust and believe that everything that you are intending for your life is going to come back to you. It is going to happen. And hold on to that belief and channel that, the feeling of having it, before you actually have it. Because then we become an energetic match for the life we want to be living. And that's when things really start to shift in your life. So become an energetic match. Lean into the feeling of already having it before you have it. Okay? And now you've put your Amazon order in and you know that it's coming. You're not going to stress about it. You're not going to panic. You're not going to like check the tracking every 5 minutes. You just know it is coming. All right, you guys. Happy Friday. Thank you for being here every day this week with me. I will be doing like a Q&A type video sometime this weekend. possibly tomorrow morning. I'll have to just kind of see how my weekend pans out. Don't forget enrollment for the 21-day new you or next level you challenge. Enrollment ends on Sunday at noon, so you need to get your growth day enrollment put through. You'll need the link from me, so make sure you reach out. And I'm so excited for all of you and just to see us continue to evolve and create the life we want to be living. All right.